USA Radio News.
The Senate on Saturday will vote on a motion to proceed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. That's according to Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn. There will also be a supplemental background investigation into the sexual assault allegations made against Kavanaugh. Stephen Mulroy is a former federal prosecutor. He talks about what is all entailed in this FBI investigation.
They probably would want to do some document review, you know, look to see at the calendar or any other corroborating information that might exist. Mm-hmm. It's possible this could be done in a week. I think it's a question of the availability of people, like the FBI said.
Honda is recalling 1.4 million cars as it tries to fix an ongoing issue with airbag inflators and software glitches involving rear cameras. If you own a Honda, you can schedule a free repair at an authorized dealership as soon as possible. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention, boxing fans. The final round has arrived for the sport on HBO. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Home Box Office, or HBO, has been one of the top broadcasters of boxing for the last 45 years. And many notable fighters, from Mike Tyson to Floyd Mayweather and Oscar De La Hoya, have appeared on the channel. But now, HBO has announced plans to drop its live boxing coverage by the end of the year. That after HBO has aired more than 1,100 fights. The first was back in 1973 in a heavyweight title bout between George Foreman and Joe Frazier. HBO says it will air its final boxing card on October 27th with a pair of title fights at Madison Square Garden in New York.
Facebook said it recently discovered a security breach affecting nearly 50 million user accounts. The company said hackers exploited the View As feature, which lets people see what their profiles look like to someone else. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
NATO allies are stepping up their commitments to defense spending and giving some of that credit to President Trump. Rick Grenell is a U.S. ambassador to Germany. He joined Fox Business.
It's been the U.S. policy for a long time to ask for more NATO spending. We've been asking. It's only under President Trump that it's started to increase. This is hundreds of millions of dollars that will now go for defense throughout Europe because of President Trump's commitment to not give in to the roar of the crowd to say, talk more softly or don't press them.
Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow had a new book come out earlier this week. In that book, he talks about how to reclaim your dream, ignite your passion, and live your purpose. He joined Fox and Friends to talk about sometimes how doubt and worry get in the way of people living their dream.
It's scary because fear controls so many people, and it can control you, and that's okay. Fear is not a terrible thing to have. Sometimes it leads us in the right direction, but fear cannot make decisions for us. We have to let our faith make decisions. We have to let our dreams, we have to let our passions, we have to let our purpose lead us into the right decisions. Unfortunately, a lot of times fear directs people, and they're not going to go after their dream or their passion because fear says, what if I don't make it?
Right.
What if I get criticized? What if I fall on my face? And my encouragement to you is you might. You probably will at some point, but that's okay. At least looking back, 50 years from now, you can say, you know what? I lived it. I pursued it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.